Easy. I'm more fragile than you know.
I caught him trying to access forbidden knowledge, Lord Azusa.
A spy in our midst? Seems the vampires are getting bolder.
Must we break him? He would be such a pretty toy to play with.
You disgust me.
Hold your tongue, wretch.
Oh, thank you, witch.
You're disgusting, vampire scum.
Enough. Amaris, Serenia, stand down.
Once Lord Athusa decides your fate, you're mine, little vampire.
I'm sorry to disappoint, sweet cheeks, but my heart already belongs to another.
How unfortunate.
Hush, all of you. Isn't it quaint? The little dog of Edgar's lay at my feet.
Athusa Valeria? What the hell? I thought you were dead!
Many did. But no, I was exiled long ago. However, where I have been for the last 8 years is a tale for another time.
Now, if you require no further services from me, my lord, I would much prefer to return to the task at hand. It's far more enjoyable than this.
Yes. Seducing Lord Malachi? Have you wormed your way into his heart?
No, but I've begun to. And soon I will tear him and Edgar apart.
Good. Be sure that you make them doubtful of each other. They deserve it for their sins toward me. As for you, dear Sirius, I have a special treatment just for you.
If you hurt me, Edgar will kill you.
You believe he'll come for you? That's adorable. You think he'll come for you? Your prince will save the day and rescue his love? Rook, come hither.
Yes, Lord Athusa?
Take Sirius to the Umbra Chambers and make certain he's comfortable.
As you command, Lord Athusa.
Come, Amaris, we have work to accomplish.
Yes, sister.
Your move, Edgar dear.
Edgar? Damn it, poor Edgar. I've got myself backed against a wall. Don't wish you were here. Bloody chains! Damn it!
How long have you been here, boy?
What? Who goes there?
I have been known by many names, but you may call me Gilmore. I am a were-leopard from the east.
So an enemy then? Just my luck.
Am I? Are we both not bound in this godforsaken spit of land?
You deserve it. Your people.
Are you all right?
Oh, never you mind how I am. You damn wretched mongrel.
Quite the spitfire, I see.
And you're nothing but evil.
Are we? Last I checked, the vampires were evil too. And the nightmares. And anyone of the unseelly court.
Why the hell are you even talking to me?
We'll be stuck here for a long, long time. It would be better to pass it with talking than not speak at all.
I'd rather chew rotten wood than speak to a monster like you.
Oh, poor little vampire. stack in his ignorant ways. Why the hell do you hate my kin?
Why? Because you and your kind chose to aid the gods in their power struggle. You're against the Mavens, a peaceful race of innocent people. It's all because of you, greedy bastards! We're at war, disease roams the land, and I've been torn away from the one I love because of you!
The gods are generous, and your people refuted them.
Because my people have been abused by the gods all our lives. Because Ambrosio gifted Lord Morfran his love. The damn nightmares exist.
So you hate the gods. How quaint.
I hate a lot of things. You included.
Oi! Well, about fifth. The date has been filled and you're free to go.
Foolish nightmare. You take me for an imbecile.
Shut up, dog. Come with me.
As you command, wretched fool. Good luck, little vampire.
Leave me. Please.
I'm impressed. You survived this long.
Please. Just leave me be.
Is it so, little toy?
Let me die from the blood fever, I beg of you.
Not quite yet. There's still so much left to do to you.
Edgar. Help me.
Say it louder, fool.
Edgar! Edgar!
He'll never come for you. You know this, don't you?
Yes, he will. I know he will. And when he does, you'll wish you hadn't touched me. Edgar will kill you!
Perhaps. But deep inside, he is still that broken and feckless child clinging to me. Take me to see the world, Athusa. Pathetic.
Oh, go to hell! You knew a boy. A broken and battered boy. You knew nothing of the man he is.
Amaris, darling. Would you be a dear and come make certain Sirius knows how much he's going to suffer?
Tis my pleasure, Lord Athusa.
Edgar!
Soldiers, on me!
Look at this fool. You think you're a leader, eh, boy?
Come at me, you old bastard. No more talking.
The mighty king of vampires challenges me.
Fine! You and me, your majesty.
So be it, viperous bloodsucker. No. Oi, is that the best you can do, lad? No! I will not be bested by a boy king. You think you can defeat me, lad? Me, King Cadogan, the slayer of banshees? You got spunk, lad, I'll give you that. Is that all you can do? Rather disappointment, lad.
Nay, I can do better.
Fighting dirty now. Bloody killer. You crimson freak certainly are strong.
Any last words, you blasted cat?
Eh! May the gods curse you, Deathwalker! And may you suffer great anger for your sins.
Indeed it is.
It's over.
It's over.
Permission to speak, sir.
I am here, young one. You may speak to me.
Sir, Titex, one of the wishes struck him during battle and he's been taken to the med tent, sir.
Is it critical?
We fear it's the blood fever, your highness.
Gods help us.
He took root instantly.
Please, take me to them at once.
Aye, right away, sir.
You remember the day I first met you?
You were rather scrawny.
That I was. As such a whiny, impudent brat too.
No. You've been beaten. Physically. Emotionally. The things you suffered do not make you spoiled, my king.
Father hated my tears. Emotions are weakness, he said. You act like a child. Stop blubbering.
Your compassion. Theaters must be selfless, and you are the most selfless man I've met. You care for your people, but your father. Your father is a tyrant.
And you are brave, Hex. A bold soldier. The greatest second in command I could ask for. Please don't leave us.
I am afraid I cannot stay, Mord. I'm not scared. I face such terrors here.
I need you. I need your advice, your counsel, and, well, the occasional joke or two that you crack.
I fear I cannot stay, and you must be brave, my king.
Hex? Hex!